Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another new day of experiencing newness of life, because in you we died and in you we've been raised. Now, thank you, Lord, married to Christ, at home in the family, partaking of every spiritual blessing. So thank you that you made this way available, and we thank you that we can just stay in tune in the Spirit, in the resurrection life, in the God quality of life as new creations. You have broken down every wall of hostility, and now we are blessed in you, in the Spirit, in your wisdom, the wisdom that comes from above. So bless this word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 2 Timothy 2 from verse 14 to 18, the NLT version. Remind everyone about these things and command them in God's presence to stop fighting over words. Such arguments are useless and they can ruin those who hear them. Work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive His approval. Be a good worker, one who doesn't need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth. Avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. This kind of talk spreads like cancer, as in the case of Arminius and Philetius. They have left the path of truth, claiming that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. In this way, they have turned some people away from the faith.
Hallelujah. So here we've got a word in season, you know, where we just look around at what's happening in this world. It's a wisdom for demonic wisdom dividing people, demonic wisdom making us one is better than the other, and then there's just arguments left, right, and center. I'm a Jew, I'm a Gentile, I'm for the Jews and I'm not for the others again, and it's all division, where we have been set free by Jesus Christ. Why? Because He died for us. And He lives for us. And now we married, we united, as in a marriage, like the words that we had yesterday, the last part of the reading. It says He remains faithful because He cannot deny Himself. And so we've entered into this covenant. And this covenant is a covenant of the faith of God towards mankind, and the faith of God and the love of God towards us as His children. And so we now represent Jesus, represent the family, represent heaven, the kingdom of God, because that's what we've been brought into. And so we're not supposed to get into these foolish arguments and this, and again build up walls of hostility. Jesus broke down all walls of hostility, that Jew, Gentile, poor, rich, different colors, different, everyone can come to, and this is what we've come to, and this is what we tap into, and that's why it's so important to have this fellowship on a daily basis, not just a daily basis, on an eternal basis, walking conscious of your God, walking conscious of spiritual truth, not this carnal worldly wisdom, and getting this, the wisdom that comes from above, which is pure, it's agreeable. It's got no hypocrisy. It's peaceful and it's given in peace as well. So here we see in the time of this letter, there were people that saying the resurrection from the dead is finished. And then what was he saying? He was saying they were not walking in truth. So we could see when we're not walking in truth, we come with deception. We get deceived with the lies that are out there. And then it says as well, and it was making void the people's faith. Because what is faith? The righteous live by faith. Faith is believing what God believes. Faith is walking conscious of your God and sharing and bringing encouragement to say, hey, do you know that Jesus died for you? Do you know that Jesus was raised for you? Do you know that you are raised with Him and you are now co-laborers together with Him? You need to believe what He believes. And He believes He died for us all, so we can now have an abundant life. What's the difference between resurrection life and eternal life? What's the difference between resurrection life and eternal life and the God quality of life, which is love, the faith love of God. No difference. It's all the same. It's a God quality of love and life that is given to us now, and we got to stay in tune with him and flow with him, and then be messages of reconciliation, not division, not pointing of fingers and speaking wickedly. Why? Because we got the ministry of reconciliation. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against him. So come, brothers and sisters, Jew and Hamas, Ukrainians and Russians, come, all you nations, come, every person. Amen. And it's not something a whole nation can do together, but it's about every person needs to get into a right place, and that's into God, into fellowship, into truth. Come home and speak truth and walk in truth. And then what do you find? You find your heavenly provision, your favor from God, which is relevant to his kingdom that is here and his kingdom that is coming. And you can give people hope and encouragement to come out of this futility, this false wisdom, this false humility, everyone wanting to be better than the next. We are children of the living God, and the resurrection into abundant life has taken place, and we can partake of it now because he done it for us. It was all done for us freely, so that we can now freely receive. But if we're not going to draw close to God's wisdom morning by morning and walk conscious of it, conscious of that wisdom in joy, in talking to the Lord, in thanksgiving, then we fall aside, we fall away, and we're not in the will of God, because that's the will of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy, prayerfulness, and thankfulness. So be blessed to know you are God's children, to represent him and stand fast in the truth. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, awake to righteousness and sin no more, because you have got the knowledge of God, and that lets us shine. That's the glory of God. That's where the blessing lies. So be blessed to know that you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.